This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Back here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We'll try to be good this hour because we've got a guest, and her name is Carrie Kennedy. And Carrie is, Carrie, tell us your title, please.
I'm the Coastal Fisheries Program Manager for Maryland Fisheries Service.
That means you're in charge of all the offshore fish, right?
Mm-hmm. And the surveys and regulations within the state waters in the coastal bays back behind Ocean City.
Gotcha. Ocean City's getting a lot of attention this week. The last 10 days or so has been pretty exciting down there, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's the White Marlin Open. The White Marlin Open has been estimated to be, you know, have an economic impact in Ocean City up to $20 million. So
yeah,
it certainly is a pretty big event.
And half of that's T-shirts that people that have no idea what a White Marlin Open is will buy, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, I know how it works. That's pretty funny. No, actually, I have friends that had relatives in Ocean City, and they follow the White Marlin Open. They don't fish it, but they follow it. They go on the website. They check it every day, see who the leaders are and what's going on. Now, has it wrapped up already?
It has. Last night was the last night.
Gotcha.
There are about 300 boats that were entered that fished throughout the week.
Almost $3 million in prize money as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Do we have a winner, or don't you know?
I believe that there was only one white marlin that was caught.
Right.
There were three blue marlin.
Right.
One of those three was caught yesterday.
Right.
And then a handful of tuna.
Yeah.
And all of those fish qualified in some way. So,
well, if the white marlin is the only one that was caught, that's a fellow by the name of John Bayless out of Mans Harbor, North Carolina. He's on the boat called the Dreamtime out of Manteo, North Carolina. 78-pound white marlin. Estimated prize value, $1,287,411. Checking the leaderboard. Again, don't know if that was the final or not. To my knowledge, the webpage hasn't been updated after, I think, yesterday. So I didn't see any news. I mean, after Thursday night. But that guy was the leader, so let's hope it was him. And good luck to everybody that was entered. 300 boats. I mean, imagine an average of four people per boat, plus plus whoever they show up in Ocean City with. That's a lot of folks walking the boardwalk, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Just for a fishing tournament.
Eating and buying things, and absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. And then the other big news out of Ocean City was the exciting news that we had a tagged tiger shark that had been being watched by a worldwide shark tracking organization show up in was it Sinpuxent Bay or
it was in Isle of Wight Bay?
Ah, yes, correct.
Absolutely. So OSearch, they tag sharks along actually throughout the world.
Right.
And if you go on their website, you can, you know, track sharks along with them.
Right.
And they do a lot of good work in terms of collecting data and providing data for things like stock assessments that we don't already have. And
right.
That's really the important thing about tagging these sharks, is they're getting this information that we don't already have. And so not yesterday, but the Friday before,
right.
A tiger shark, a 1,000-pound tiger shark that had been tagged off of Charleston, her tag pinged in Isle of Wight Bay.
Isle of Wight.
Friday evening.
Yep.
And, you know, it's pretty close to the inlet. The channel is deep.
Right.
It's fast.
Yep.
There's a lot of fish there. That's where a lot of fishermen fish. So mm-hmm. that's where a shark's going to be because that's where the fish are.
Well, of course. And the way I understand it is the way this shark was tagged up on the dorsal fin or near the dorsal fin somewhere, that the shark has to actually come to the surface.
It has to break the surface of the water.
Break the surface, and then the signal is able to ping off the satellite, and they can track it from that. And
right.
it went from the mouth of the inlet, I believe, swam up to New Jersey and then swam back down to Assateague. I mean, it's making its rounds.
Right. That's, so sharks are managed through NOAA's Office of Sustainable Fisheries in
right.
the Highly Migratory Species Division.
Sure.
And that is a prime example of why they're managed through Highly Migratory Species, because they can swim great distances very fast.
Yes, they can. That's it's kind of cool to have that out there. I mean, we don't want to create any panic or anything like that, but I think it's cool to know where that critter might be. And
I'm guessing
it's probably not alone.
No, and I was thinking about this yesterday. If you go to OSearch and you see all of the sharks that they've tagged on the East Coast, and you see how close that the majority of them are getting to shore, at least at some point, in the course of a year.
Right.
And then you consider, the news and the media and how easy it is to hear reports of, shark bites and shark
sure.
sightings.
Yeah. But it's extremely rare. I mean, it's almost like getting struck by lightning. I mean, it's...
Right, exactly. So when you look at those, you look at the tags, and then you consider that you don't really hear anything about sharks being bitten and
nope.
Biting people, and you
right.
understand that those tags really represent a small portion of what's out there, that's pretty amazing and pretty cool, and an argument for why people shouldn't be, it shouldn't limit them going in the ocean.
Exactly. Exactly. However... If I see a big old fin coming out,
yeah,
and I'm swimming, I'm getting out. Sorry.
Absolutely, you should probably calmly remove yourself from the
Yeah, I mean, I'm old enough to remember 1975 when Peter Benchley's book was made into a movie. So, anyway, all right, let's talk about more cool stuff. We got the Blue Marlin Open happening there. We've got, the White Marlin Open.
Marlin.
We got actually more blue marlins than white marlins, but we've got tuna, we got dolphin, we got wahoo. We've got all the exotic species that get a lot of attention this time of year, but actually people fish for those offshore species for a long period of time. There's no, of course, season, quote unquote, but there are limits on catches, correct?
Yes.
Let's talk about one of the most popular species, and that is tuna. We've got several species of tuna off the coast.
Yeah.
Bluefin, yellowfin, big eye. What else?
You have false albacore.
False albacore, sure. Skipjack. Yeah. We got a number of but the big ones are the blues, the yellows, and the big eyes, correct? So tell us a little bit about the season, the bag limits, the management, how all that works just with the tuna for now.
Sure. So I mentioned NOAA's Office of Sustainable Fisheries and Highly Migratory Species Division.
Right.
Tuna are one of those highly migratory species, but what's even more unique about tuna is their populations aren't just moving up and down, the United States coast. They are migrating globally.
Right.
So they are managed internationally through an organization called ICAT. And it's something like the International Convention on Tunas.
Right.
So they meet annually, and they set the quotas for each country. So then NOAA Fisheries Service takes what that quota is, and they divide it up among the different user groups and the different sectors. So we get, a recreational and commercial component of what that quota is, and then along the coast they set those regulations to manage those quotas so that they're caught as close to the amount of, the quota as possible without going over.
Okay.
So size limits can change throughout the season. There's three categories. There's trophy, large school, and small school.
Okay.
And for recreational fishermen. And depending on how many fish are caught in North Carolina and Virginia. Sometimes by the time they get to Maryland, you can't catch a trophy size anymore.
Really? Because that many have been caught up and down the coast. So
that's right.
Okay.
And one of the
what is a trophy size? How big is a trophy size? It's fork length, right? Tip of nose to the fork length.
It is, and you know, I don't have that piece
of right.
paper in
no
front
problem.
Of me at,
no problem.
At the moment.
But
I
if you're but if you're a charter captain, you better know.
Absolutely.
And if you're a private boat guy, you better know what's legal that day when you go out.
Absolutely. And everybody who is fishing for tuna has a highly migratory species permit
right.
that's issued to them by NOAA, and that comes along with notifications and the compliance guide from NOAA.
Right.
And when the regulations change, they get updated directly.
Right. Yeah. Is that via email, or how do they update these folks?
They do have a listserv, and about two-thirds, so an email, and about two-thirds of the people that have a highly migratory species permit in Maryland,
right.
Or that fish out of Maryland, they have email addresses for those people.
Right.
So they'll contact them.
And is there also a website that they can check and see what the regulation is for the day or the week or whatever it might be?
Sure, absolutely. We put that on our website as well.
On the DNR website?
On the DNR website. It's on our fisheries website.
Okay.
And then it's also at NOAA's website. And
Where do we find it on the DNR website? Under what?
So you'd go to recreational fishing
yep.
regulations.
Yep.
And there actually should be a link on that page directly to NOAA's site.
Okay. I got you. So people are constantly checking that are going offshore to catch highly migratory species, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And is this only one? I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything like that. I'm just trying to get the information out there that people need to be aware of the regulations and what the reasons are for them. What are we finding on our – now, is this just bluefin tuna, or is this all tuna, or what is this yellowfin, big eye, or is it just bluefin?
There are quotas and size limits for the other species, but
okay.
The fishery that is gets the most attention and the most fishing pressure absolutely is the bluefin tuna.
I got you. Okay.
They're the fishery that I would say, you know, the quota is most limited.
Is the bluefin. Yeah.
And now we track, as part of NOAA's effort to track how many bluefin tuna are being caught,
right.
we have a catch card program.
Okay.
Back in the 1990s, any recreational fisherman that was fishing for tuna had to call a number to NOAA to report their fish.
Right. Hang on.
Okay.
Catch card. That's where we're going to pick up when we come back from the break.
Okay.
How's that? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Let me tell you, hunting season's coming up. People are going to be looking for firearms, and Clyde's carries the fine Browning firearms, the A5, the humpback, with a 5-year guarantee or 100,000 round guarantee. The newly remodeled A5 is a recoil operated autoloader as opposed to a gas operated autoloader, and people are just loving it. The BPS pump, the standard, the standby, the one that's been out there forever in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. There's also a 12 and 20-gauge rifled deer choke if you like a pump shotgun for white-tailed deer. The Maxis, absolutely the best autoloader shotgun for waterfowl hunting. The X-Bolt big game rifle. Yep, centerfire rifle, the Satori Sporting Clays over and under gun, now available at 725. Satori is now available in 20-gauge. The Gold Light in 10-gauge for those of you who like to shoot the big gun. And then if you're just a trap shooter and you like the shooting sports, the BT-99 trap gun. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They've got them all, the Buckmark pistols, the gold, the silver, the BPS, the A5, the BAR, the BLR. You know what that is if you're a Browning fan. Stop by and see them at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They're open 7 days a week and take all major credit cards. Phone number 410-242-6108. They do all the gunsmithing services, scope mounting, and bore sighting too. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108, fishing hotline 247-FISH. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Hey, you can see all the lines of, full lineup of Matthews Bows, the Matthews Solo Cam at Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got them all. The Creed XS, that's the newest one, the hottest one from Matthews, and you might want to check it out. If you need a compound bow, they carry the Matthews and Parker compound bows at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, for you crossbow fans, they've got a lot. They've got Barnett. They've got Carbon Express, a new one from Carbon Express, the Mission crossbows, Parker crossbows, and Excalibur recurve crossbows as well. If you like any of those or all of them, stop by Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got the arrows. They've got the accessories. They've got the bow tuning knowledge, and they can handle that for you. Don't forget they have muzzleloaders and supplies, too, at Chesapeake Outdoors, and a full line of firearms, fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and even Bubba Blade knives. Don't forget, Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and bow season is coming up. So check them out at Exit 39B. That's Route 50, Exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. On Kent Island. That's Chester, Maryland. Check it out. It's Chesapeake Outdoors. That phone number again, 410-604-2500, Route 50 East, Exit 39B. The friendly and knowledgeable staff will be more than glad to help you with your selection at Chesapeake Outdoors. Stop by and see them at your earliest convenience, especially if you're getting ready for bow season. They've got something there that you need. Absolutely. Chesapeake Outdoors. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the mid-bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back with Carrie Kennedy, who is the Coastal Fisheries Program Manager for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So far, we've talked about Septima, the 10-foot, I guess, 10-foot, Carrie, tiger shark?
12-foot.
12-foot, bigger than that. All right. Tiger shark, who's cruising up and down our coast and made a couple visits to Maryland here a week or so ago. We talked about the White Marlin Open, which is now over, an economic boom to Ocean City. We talked a little bit about the tuna limits, and now we were starting to tell the listeners about the Maryland Catch Card Program, which covers bluefin tuna, sharks and billfish, right?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So in the 90s, National Marine Fisheries Service, as I said, required people to call in when they harvested tuna fish recreationally. And in an effort to make things a little easier on our anglers and to, you know, have what we considered pretty good numbers and a way to verify it, we instituted a catch card program where every angler that catches a tuna and also billfish and now sharks has to fill out a little card. They get to keep part of the receipt, and it tells us the length of the curved fork length of the fish. It tells us, you know, when they caught it, what species it was. And then they also have to put a tag on the fish around the tail. And that tag has to be on the fish before the boat is removed from the water or before the fish is removed from the boat. For anglers that are fishing for sharks at Assateague, for example, the tag has to be on the shark before they, you know, put the shark in their car and drive away for the night.
Right.
And those numbers help, for example, with tuna especially, it helps National Marine Fisheries Service forecast how many fish have been harvested and how many fish are still available before their recreational fishing survey can do it. So this is significantly more real-time information than they were otherwise getting.
So it's a management strategy to collect all this information, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and then in the early 2000s, we added billfish. A couple of years ago, white marlin has a very close cousin, which is a round scale spearfish.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen some of those. Not personally, but I've, you know, people that think that they've caught a little white marlin of some kind, and they actually wound up catching a spearfish.
Absolutely, they're so close that the differences are so minor that they're easily confused. So a few years ago, National Marine Fisheries Service actually determined that they were two separate species. The spearfish was not a subspecies of white marlin.
Right.
So that meant that we had to also include round-scale spearfish as one of the billfish in our catch card program, and that, again, helped significantly provide data on a species that we don't know that much about. How many are there compared to how many white marlin? So that's a really important piece of information. And then last year we added sharks because our shark data along the coast is very poor. We don't have a lot of lengths. We don't have a lot of biological information because they're considered rare event species. So Maryland decided including at the request of our stakeholders, that we add sharks to our catch card program so we could begin collecting more data and understand not just how many were actually being caught, because it's very imprecise,
right,
the estimate that's being caught. So how many are actually being caught, and what size are they?
Sure.
Are they male or female? That's really important information that we're now able to provide to our stock assessments on the coast.
So it's all invaluable information to managers who are trying to manage these numbers of these fish that are, that are traveling up and down the coast. And it's very vital to understanding, what we can and can't do and how these populations vary and the whole deal. And you know, it's very cool to live in Maryland and have our entire coastline to be able to do that. And then, you know, the entire length and breadth of the Chesapeake Bay, all of our tidal rivers, our fresh water. I mean, we've got it all here in Maryland, you know, when it comes to fishing.
We have an incredible diverse set of fisheries resources here in Maryland.
Indeed, absolutely. You know, one of the highlights of my fishing career was catching a bluefin tuna off Ocean City, biggest fish I ever caught, hardest I ever fought a fish in my life. Absolutely exhausting. I don't know how guys do that day after day. But not only that, but had the privilege of fishing with Captain Mark Sampson.
Yes.
On an inshore shark trip The whole family was there, and Mark actually was doing some tagging while we were there, and you know, registering his catch. It was, everything went back, of course. It was all Duskies and Sand Tigers and things like that, and we just had a great time, a great experience for the grandkids, and it was just, like I said, one of the highlights of my career. And I want
Mark is a great resource. That
he's a tremendous resource.
Yeah,
he absolutely
that we have
is
in Maryland.
Yep.
Sure. In fact, he in the spring he tags fish with sharks with an organization that also, like OSearch, is tagging sharks and doing research. And
right.
He sells some trips that are just specifically for tagging. So you might catch a mako, but it has to get tagged.
Has to go back, yeah.
In the water.
Sure, absolutely. But that's a lot of fun. I also, I don't know if you remember the name Frankie Gaither or not.
I do not.
Frankie Gaither at one point had the state record, maybe still does, mako shark. And I actually was able to fish with Frankie 1 week after he got that state record mako. Never saw a shark. That 1 week later, after he caught that big state record, and there were two brothers that owned a chicken processing plant in Baltimore, and I can't say their name right now, but I met them through Clyde Sports Shop, and Frankie was a friend, and he was on their boat when he caught the fish. I think it was, I can't remember how big that fish was at one point, you know, but I've had very limited offshore access, and you know, so each trip is memorable. But fishing with the state record holder was an experience. Fishing with Mark Sampson was another experience, and then catching that bluefin on a stand-up outfit was another great experience. And people, if you've never done it, I mean, it's an expensive hobby or an expensive trip. There's no question about it. But these guys earn their money, don't they, Carrie?
Absolutely, they're. There's some pretty amazing animals to see and,
sure.
and be, as a human being, to be interacting with something this big and powerful and amazing.
Exactly.
It's a pretty unique experience, whether you decide to keep it and eat it or, you know, whether it has to go back.
Exactly. Nothing like a fresh tuna steak, that's for sure.
For sure.
All right. Well, great, Carrie. I appreciate that. We're going to take another short break here, and we'll be back with you with more. Talking about coastal fisheries with Carrie Kennedy, the Coastal Fisheries Program Manager. When we come back, maybe we'll talk about some a little easier accessible fish species, like some of the inshore stuff and some of the wreck species. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back here in Uno Momento with Carrie Kennedy, but it's time now for me to tell you, unfortunately, for the last time in this you know, series, about my friends at Papa John's Farm. I love Jimmy Schillinger. He's a character. I love waterfowl hunting with him, you know, and talking to him. But anyway, summer is the time for picnics, family get-togethers, and camping trips. Jimmy was instrumental in getting my grandson his first goose. And our social media coordinator, Laura, her first migratory goose, too. So anyway, summer is the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob, steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons. The Schillinger family of Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with corn on the cob right out of their own backyard, so to speak, for a great family dinner. Now, you talk about something good. Hot corn with crab spice on it. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, they have their own tasty, super-sweet corn and their homegrown tomatoes, and it's all ready for you. There's squash and zucchini and some great-looking squash and zucchini, too, I might add. Peppers and onions, green beans and cucumbers, mouth-watering cantaloupes, and super-sweet watermelons. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6, and that phone number again, 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger's, hardest working farm people I ever met, the whole family. Papa John's Farm, stop by, it'll grow on you. Oh, Diamond Jim. Let's talk about Diamond Jim. The 2014 Fishing Challenge, of course, is wrapping up here in a couple of weeks. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim, a tagged rockfish, is worth $25,000. Swimming in Chesapeake Bay, just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too, but they're even worth $500. $100, and we've caught 11 diamond gems so far. You catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call that number on the tag, you might just have captured a $25,000 rockfish. That's right. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. More than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Stop by your local fishing citation center. Check the fishing rule book or visit dnr.maryland.gov. That's the website for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Citation Fish Program. Again, that's dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
High pressure holding on to our north is going to keep the beautiful weather in place here through the weekend. Generous sunshine here through the day today at 85. Fair skies tonight, low 65. More sunshine for tomorrow. Tomorrow's high mid-80s. Dry Monday. Monday's high in the low 80s. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Wendy McClure. It's still pretty cheap to borrow money to buy a house. In fact, mortgage rates are lower now than they were a year ago, and that's a big advantage for home buyers. It's also surprising. Most analysts expected mortgage rates to rise above 5% this year, but that hasn't happened. One reason is supply and demand. Demand for mortgages is down, and the economic recovery had a big setback earlier this year when harsh winter weather held back everything from consumer spending to job growth. The number of homes for sale has been tight as well. All of that has added up to a slower than expected housing market rebound, so mortgage rates have stayed low, and banks are hoping to entice borrowers. Rates will eventually go higher unless there's some kind of shock to the economy. When the unemployment rate really starts falling and inflation starts rising, you can expect the current low mortgage rates to become a thing of the past. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back with Carrie Kennedy, the Coastal Fisheries Program Manager. And, Carrie, we've talked about some of the offshore species of tuna and billfish and sharks, of course. But, you know, a lot of people go to Ocean City and fish off, you know, fish off the beach or fish off the piers, or, you know, they'll take a headboat out and fish, do some of the wreck fishing. And, of course, you know, flounder is the big favorite among a lot of folks down there. Tell us about the flounder population and what the rules and regs are this year on the flounder.
Sure. Well, to start off, you can keep 4 flounder a day, and the minimum size is 16 inches. That minimum size in the creel has absolutely changed in the last few years.
Oh, my goodness. I remember when it was 18 or 18 and a half inches and 2 fish or 1 fish. I can't remember. I mean, it is apparently the population has made a tremendous rebound.
Right. And in part, you know, due to those regulations, we had to take some years where things were a little lean, but it paid off. And now fishermen have a little more freedom. And the good news is that if you go to Delaware or Virginia, it's the same regulations. So you don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, what size it is in Delaware, and
right,
then you cross over the Maryland line, and then now what size is it?
Right.
It's all the same.
That's great.
That is some good news.
Yep, it sure is.
So summer flounder, certainly they've been rebuilt now for a little bit, but we've been working really hard in our region to control our harvest and make sure that, you know, we're not over harvesting what's in our area while at the same time providing some opportunity for fishermen. So
Carrie,
in the past few years, we have actually been under harvest of our target, which is, again, good news for the flounder.
So can you take 2 fillets off in one piece? I mean, can you fillet both sides of a flounder and only have 2 fillets, Carrie, yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that skilled.
I learned to fillet flounder from a guy who was standing along a beach at Slaughter Beach.
Okay.
And I watched this guy cleaning flounder, and I said, "How do you do that? Show me how to do that." And he showed me. And, you know, I somehow got a knack for it, and I like to fillet flounder. They're a lot of fun.
What's the trick?
Huh?
What's the trick?
The trick is, well, you can do it in one piece if you're very careful, but I usually do 4 fillets. You just go right down the lateral line,
right,
and you just start where the backbone is, and you just start your fillet right there. You just cut around the head and the fin, and just go right down that lateral line and take the fillet off very carefully on both sides. Go back to the tail and flip it and skin it, and do the same on the other side. I love flounder. I love fishing for them. I love eating them. I love everything about flounder.
Yeah, they're pretty fun fish to catch.
They are fun to catch. Yep, that's right. So 25 and a half inches is my biggest.
25 and a half inches?
That's right.
Ah.
That's a big flounder.
That's a nice flounder.
I was pretty happy with it. Yeah, I know there's bigger ones out there, but you know what? For my biggest one, I'll take it. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying.
And were you in the coastal bays, or were you?
I was actually back behind the inlet in Delaware, in the backwater back there, off one of those little housing communities back in there,
yeah,
on a pontoon boat of all things.
Yeah, that's a pretty good size for in those back bays.
I know,
that's a pretty good size.
I know. The guy who was with me was jealous, but it is what it is. So I know it was good. That was years ago. It was a lot of fun. So. Okay, so we've got the inshore flounder. Of course, on the surf, you've got just about anything that bites. How's the kingfish or the whiting catch? Do we got anything in going on in Ocean City with that? Used to fish Delaware Bay and catch a lot of kings.
Yeah, I do hear that they're catching kingfish on the beaches.
Yeah, that would
then,
be right.
You know, there is an occasional kingfish that's caught, you know, on the Route 50 bridge,
right,
at the inlet.
Right.
But most of it is happening at the beaches.
Are they still catching trout at night on the Route 50 bridge? Is that pretty much waned off?
I think it's tapered off for the year.
That was another hot spot for the nice sea trout. A matter of fact, I was telling somebody just the other day, I knew you were coming on, we were talking about Ocean City, and I said I was on Route 50 Bridge one night, and, oh, I know, the conversation was about the tiger shark. And I said I was on the Route 50 Bridge one night fishing under the lights, fishing for trout in the double rig, and I was, you know, watching the bait come up, and I looked, and a giant head of something came out from underneath the Route 50 bridge. It sat there for a few seconds and then just backed right off, and away it went. And I thought, gee, wonder what that was. It looked like a spade shovel sticking out from under the bridge. Kind of shark of some kind, I'm sure.
A couple years ago, somebody was fishing for flounder, you know, just north of that Route 50 bridge,
yeah,
on that area right there where it's really popular with flounder fishermen. And the word is that they brought a hammerhead shark to the boat.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen them in Florida. I've seen people hooked up with hammerheads in Florida on some of the headboats out there. They're pretty amazing as long as they last. You know, you get one up close enough for somebody to see, and then of course it dives and breaks the line. But I mean, they're a pretty incredible looking creature anyway.
I think it would be pretty incredible to be fishing for a flounder.
And catch
a hammerhead shark.
Yeah, probably would.
It'd be pretty amazing.
Let's talk about wreck fishing for a little bit. A couple of headboats fish out of Ocean City. And the sea bass and the tautog seem to be the favorite wreck species.
Yeah, as well as flounder. Flounder is also a pretty big fishery for those guys that are fishing in headboats offshore.
Right, okay.
But we do have, you know, we do have pretty important black sea bass and tautog fisheries off our coast.
Right.
And I don't know if a lot of your listeners have caught tautog, but they're another pretty fun fish to catch.
They are fun.
It's delicious.
Yep, they are fun. We used to do a lot more fishing than I've done it recently. We fished out of Cape May a lot on the headboats out there, and they targeted black sea bass and tautog. And Kathy, my wife, actually won a pool with a tautog one day, and had a lot of jealous South Jersey anglers. But
girl caught that big fish.
Hey, she knows how to fish. That's how. But anyway.
Always, you know, I've spent a lot of time around docks and around boats with fishermen, and it never fails that the kid or the woman who's fishing for the first time is the one that catches the biggest fish.
Exactly. Carrie, we unfortunately got to take another break. That last break with the Wall Street Journal report and the attendant spot with that is a contractual thing, and it takes a little bit away from the show, and it breaks the concentration. But we thank you for holding on, being understanding. We've got a lot of sponsors on the show. Obviously, it's a popular show, so we want to tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, that's right, Route 50 East, Exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. You can see the shop right there on Route 50, and you go to the next exit, make a turn, and kind of make a little U-turn around the block there, and you're right in the parking lot of Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Getting ready for bow season now. They've got the great crossbows by Mission and Barnett and Carbon Express and Parker, vertical bows by Parker and the great Matthews bow. Everybody's looking for Matthews, and don't forget those Excalibur crossbows, too. They got waterfowl and hunting clothing and boots. They got waterfowl calls, the Bubba Blade knives, if you like to have a good knife by your side. Of course, a full complement of fishing tackle and crabbing supplies, too. But you can get ready for bow season. They've got those custom-cut arrows and crossbow bolts and bow accessories, too, at Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, right there on Kent Island, 410-604-2500, don't forget, Chesapeake Outdoors right there on Route 50. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Your headquarters in Baltimore for anything fishing and hunting related. If you need a firearm for personal or home protection, they've got a full complement of handguns in the case. They've got shotguns. They've got rifles. They've got muzzle loaders. They've got any firearm you need for any purpose, shooting sports, home protection, personal protection, hunting, big game hunting, waterfowl, you name it, Clyde Sports Shop has it. And, of course, fishing tackle for everything and anything in Maryland. All of our 60 species of fish in the Maryland Fishing Challenge, you can catch them with something you buy at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Why not stop by, give them a call, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, or hit the fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you
Feeling lucky?
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just up Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, we're back. I'm sorry. Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry about that. I didn't know we were back quite that quickly. But anyway, hey, look, I had a call off the air and just got an email, and it wasn't something we were going to necessarily talk about, but listeners want to know, what the heck ever happened to the Boston mackerel? Any thoughts on that?
The Boston mackerel.
Yeah, you remember when we had the big mackerel runs in February and March, and you know people would go out, and that would be like the first fishing trip of the year. Go out in the headboat and catch hundreds of mackerel.
You know, I admit that I don't know the answer to that question. I can look it up and get back to you on another day, but I don't know the answer to that question right now.
Okay. That's honest enough, and I didn't mean to surprise you with it, but our listeners want to know. I remember the tackle shops used to sell the little multicolored mackerel rigs with four or five hooks on them. You'd lower them down and catch three or four mackerel in one shot with a little plastic eel on it. This was a headboat trip that went out, and they used to go out February, March, when there were huge schools of mackerel coming up the coast, and no more. We haven't had mackerel for 15 years. So maybe you check that out for us, see what's what, and send me an email on that so I can get back to our listeners. How's that?
Absolutely. That sounds perfect.
All right. Good. So, Carrie, you want to just go ahead and invite the folks down to Ocean City and tell them just a little bit of a wrap-up of kind of what's available? Just real quickly, name every species of fish available off Ocean City. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, that's the really interesting thing about my program is that we got everything that comes in from offshore and all those coastal species, in addition to everything in the Chesapeake Bay, and there's five staff that work on management of those coastal bays. You know, the coastal bays and the Atlantic Ocean, it's an amazing place, especially for fisheries resources, but, you know, just even in terms of natural areas in Maryland. And,
sure.
You know, if you haven't been down to Ocean City recently and if you haven't been fishing off the coast of Maryland, you know, it's pretty accessible. You can do it from the bridge.
Yeah.
So certainly if folks haven't been down, they should try and get down this summer because it's a pretty cool place.
Well, the place is loaded with great resources, great tackle shops and marinas, and a lot of folks looking for charters and things like that. All you need is the cash, and
we have some free fishing areas, so you can fish from shore in a couple free fishing areas right there in Ocean City.
Sure, exactly. Tell us a couple of the most popular free fishing areas.
There's one between the 2nd and 4th Street Bulkhead.
Okay.
Right there just north of the Route 50 Bridge. And then there's a state park. I think it's called, a city park. I think it's the North Pier or...
Okay.
And that is another free fishing area. That it's a little shallower, but there's a pier and a fish cleaning station, and that is certainly up, you know, way up near 100 and something street.
Okay. I'm catching you off guard a little bit, huh? That's all right. Sorry about that. But yeah, the long story short is there's a lot of opportunities there. People go to Ocean City that some folks have no clue about fishing, and you got a great Larry Jock has a great magazine down there called The Coastal Fisherman, and he promotes a lot of fishing. And somebody grabs one of that at any of the outlets down there, the tackle shops, they can see what's being caught and where. And
if he called his office, he'd be happy to help people find a way to go fishing.
I'm sure he would. And I had some friends that the White Marlin, the White Marlin opened the other day, actually came down and had a great visit with your tourism director there in Ocean City and the mayor, and all part of a good outing in Ocean City, and a great interview with the mayor. So the mayor is also very, you know, pro fishing, pro sportsman type of guy, and understands the economic value of the folks that fish and crab in Ocean City.
Absolutely, they have the permits for the artificial reefs, and they're the ones that helped us get those free fishing areas. So fishing is really important to the city, and they're very supportive.
Yep, indeed. All right, well, Carrie, look. The music is coming up. That means it's time for me to say adios to you, and you have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us here early on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and check into that Boston Mackerel thing. We'll check it out.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Carrie. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. There goes Carrie Kennedy, and we thank her for her time today. And that's about it for us here from the Outdoorsman Radio Show. From groundhogs to sharks, what a great day. Can't ask for anything better than that on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out